hungry deer and northern forests. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Hunters will spread out across Michigan next week in search of white-tailed deer. Long, cold winters in the recent past have not helped deer thrive up north, particularly in the Upper Peninsula. But foresters and conservation groups say there are still far too many deer in northern Michigan, and they are creating severe problems for forests. Peter Payette reports.
Mike Walters is standing on state land just north of Petoskey. He's a forest ecologist with Michigan State University. Most of the trees that tower overhead here are sugar maples, about 100 years old. But in the understory where the young trees are coming up, there are almost none.
The deer have eliminated the sugar maple seedlings in many areas.
I'm seeing beech, 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 beech. Beech?
Beech.
Every young tree I see is a beech.
Just about every young tree. If we look around, we might find some ironwood. We definitely, there's some right here.
The reason there's so much beech here is deer don't like to eat beech or ironwood. Walters is doing a research project on more than 100 forest sites like this in Michigan. And he says what you see here is not unusual.
This isn't like the Ringer site that I took you to or the only place where beech dominates the understory. This is really an incredibly common occurrence in these forests.
Walters isn't just worried about sugar maples, although they are important. He says healthy forests need a mix of tree species, not just one or two. Diversity makes forests more resilient against problems like diseases and insects. But deer are slowly eliminating certain kinds of trees from northern forests, like maples, also oak, cedar, and aspen. Don Waller is a botanist at the University of Wisconsin.
We're seeing a forest that's being transformed before our eyes.
Waller says the kinds of trees doing well are ones deer don't like, such as spruces and firs.
If that continues, and it certainly has been now continuing for a period of at least 20 or 30 years, we completely change the character of the Northwoods forests.
One reason there are so many deer in Michigan is because hunters like it that way, and rules for hunting are often designed to keep deer abundant. So the group of people that could reduce the number of deer in northern forests would rather see more deer there.
It's an irony. Hunters like to hunt, of course, but they like to hunt in conditions where there are many deer and where they can choose which deer to shoot.
Waller says the problems in northern forests have become serious enough now that deer are starting to suffer from a lack of food. But Ashley Outenreath does not think that is happening in Michigan. She's a wildlife biologist with the Department of Natural Resources.
Of course, there are areas that have been overbrowsed. That's no secret. But on a larger scale, I don't actually think that has occurred.
Good to go.
Back in Emmett County, Mike Walters is trying to figure out if Michigan can have its cake and eat it too. That is, have a lot of deer and forests with a diverse mix of tree species. His crew is marking trees that will eventually be logged, but in unusual ways, ways they hope will allow more seedlings to sprout. They'll also tear up the ground in some places and even use chemicals to stop other plants from choking out young trees. Walters says it might not look pretty.
But we are to a point with some of these managed forests with the decline in diversity in the overstory and a steep decline in the diversity and quality of the understory that we have to do something.
It'll take about 10 years before they can see the results of these experiments. But Walters thinks this is the only answer, since it's unlikely that Michigan will try to reduce the number of deer in the Northwoods anytime soon. For the Environment Report, I'm Peter Payette.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.